Is he Energy Secretary or Secretary of State John Kerry? No sign of an energy dip as Kerry takes over his new job. He spent the weekend talking with his counterparts in Japan, South Korea, Turkey, Canada, and Mexico. He reached out to Israeli and Palestinian leaders on Sunday, discussing America's intentions to continue pursuing a Mideast peace plan. And he lunched with George Shultz, Secretary of State, under President Ronald Reagan. But can the energy of John Kerry be enough to surmount the growing blackout surrounding the key foreign policy issues that are increasingly run out of the White House these days? Take the destabilizing policies of nuclear-craving Iran and the growing use of remote-controlled drones to project military power. On the one hand, our hard line with Iran is a kind of diplomacy without face-to-face diplomacy, while drones represent war without real war. Stephen Kinzer is a journalist and professor of international relations at Boston University. He wrote about all of this for The Guardian. He joins us now. Stephen Kinzer, welcome.
Good to be with you.
So is Kerry going to be a figurehead with these policies run out of the White House, or will there be a Kerry doctrine on drones in Iran?
We had an interesting situation over the last 4 years with Hillary Clinton. She was probably the most famous woman in the world and treated like a rock star wherever she went, but she really didn't have much to do with the making of American foreign policy. I think that's the default now in the Obama White House. Foreign policy is being made in the White House by the president and some of his close advisors. Some of those big decisions are probably made with the Secretary of State not even in the room. I guess there will be some kind of a jousting now and a coming together and figuring out whether this way of making foreign policy is going to continue or whether Secretary Kerry will be able to insert himself into it in a more vigorous way.
Let's take the drones issue first. In the case of diplomacy, if you're talking with a leader in the middle of a crisis, you have to worry about some drone attack undercutting you because you're not going to necessarily get any warning on that as Secretary of State.
The drone situation is a small example of a larger problem that America faces than I think Secretary Kerry is going to face. We're facing an instant problem with the drone. You find some guy, he's getting ready to kill some Americans. So you fire a drone and you kill him. You've now resolved a short-term problem with a short-term solution. But in doing so, you may have created greater long-term problems for yourself. How do we get off the mindset of dealing with urgent, imminent problems that we can deal with militarily and stop and ask ourselves, is there a way we can deal with these problems that will prevent longer-term, bigger problems from emerging in the future?
Can Kerry ask those questions credibly to the White House, and will the White House move?
I think these kinds of questions are a part of a much broader question, and I'm not sure what the White House's position is on this. Our approach to the world over the last 60 years has been deeply engaging and relentlessly aggressive. We're involved everywhere. The question is, can we sustain that? That policy really hasn't served us well over these years. It hasn't gotten us to a good place in the world. Are we ready to move into a mindset in which we can tell ourselves, there's a terrible thing happening in some place in the world, but we can't do anything about it. That's not our business. We don't respond to everything terrible in the world. This would be something new for Americans. And whether the United States is ready for a president and a secretary of state who wants to promote a less activist foreign policy is something I think we have yet to find out.
On Iran, because of the situation with Iran, no formal diplomatic relations, there's not the sort of Kissinger option of secret back-channel talks and, John Kerry meeting with some Iranian intermediary to get things going. It's just politically too sensitive, and it just seems like that door is shut. What do you think?
I don't think it's necessarily shut. We actually have an interesting window now before Iran gets into its presidential election campaign. They will have an election in June, so by mid-April or early May, they'll be fully caught up in their domestic politics. Right now, I think, is a very interesting moment. And when you look back at the Hillary Clinton period as Secretary of State, one thing you notice is that there never was any long-term negotiating process going on with anyone. Right now, we have a small cadre of eminent former retired American diplomats who are just dying to go to Iran and try to find out whether there's some possibility for a deal. I would love to see us make some kind of an effort like that during this short window we have in the coming weeks.
You've covered John Kerry in the past. I think you know him fairly well. Do you think in his gut he is dying to return the State Department to the Dean Acheson, John Foster Dulles, George Marshall reputation?
I'm not sure that's all one reputation. I do think that he would like to see the State Department reemerge as the central shaper of American foreign policy. I don't think that's going to happen. But what may happen is that Kerry himself may be given a new brief and an ability to go out places where we haven't gone up to now. Iran would be a great start.
Stephen Kinzer, journalist and professor of international relations at Boston University, author of the forthcoming The Brothers, John Foster Dulles, Alan Dulles, and Their Secret World War. Stephen, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.